Now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. And, Tom, you guys started so dreadful, and then all of a sudden you're right back into the hockey game. And Minnesota State does what Minnesota State does. They took control of the game away from you guys again, didn't they?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Maybe I beg to differ on that, Schultz. I don't think they took control of the game. I mean, they got a broken stick goal to make it 4-2. That's not taking control of the game. I disagree with that statement.
Well, Tom, certainly that goal was a tough one to take. You guys played so well in that second period again to get yourself back in the game in that late period goal. A little bad puck luck, but that's always difficult when you give up a late period goal like that.
Well, yeah, and again, you guys saw it. I mean, that's just the way it was. So, again, it was a bad break, and again, no fault of the kids, you know, no fault of the guys.
What did you guys do there in that second period a lot better than you did in the first?
No, I think we had good momentum scoring that goal at the end of the first period, carried it over into the second. I thought we played with a lot of desperation. I thought we made a lot of plays. I thought there's a lot of puck hunger. So it was maybe the best period we had of the year there. So I was pumped up about that. It was something to build on.
Well, Mankato, Tom, as you've talked about, obviously a very good hockey team and very deep. Last night it was Gervais. Tonight it was Bluger. They've got some,
he's a heck of
big-time players.
Well, they got great forwards. There's no question about it. I said it all week. I'll say it again. They probably have the best forwards in the West. They're the deepest forwards probably in the West and maybe in the country. And they do. They've got a lot of weapons right there. They're four lines deep. And there's no question. You know what? They keep their foot on the gas pedal. You can't make a lot of mistakes against them. So they got an extremely good hockey team. They're a very good hockey team.
You guys go back home to face one of the hottest teams in the league, even hotter than what Minnesota State is right now. Michigan Tech's flat out good, aren't they?
Well, they're really good. They're old, and this is their year. This is Mankato's year. This is Michigan Tech's year. It's Bowling Green's year. They've all kind of prepped for this year right now, and Michigan Tech might be the hottest team in the country, not the league. And I don't know what happened tonight, but they're 7-0 going into tonight. So
they won 2-0.
We got our hands full. There you go. We got our hands full. They had back-to-back penalties this weekend, so there you go.
Tom, we've been doing this for a long time, and you've been coaching for a long time. Have you ever had a schedule like this to start the year where you've played? I mean, you might play all the way into December against ranked teams. That tells you how good the league is and your non-conference schedule.
No, you're right, guys. I agree with you, and I don't know. Again, I had to look at the schedule. I would say not. And, it's been a grinding schedule for the guys, and, you know, it's too bad we couldn't get one this weekend. I thought we played our tails off, but, again, this wasn't meant to be.
Best of luck next week, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratore joining us outside the Beaver locker room here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.